It was a stunning tragedy with ripple effects across the capital region, the death of 20 people in a limo crash in Schoharie in October. It may be the biggest area news story of the year. The afternoon of October 6, 2018, a stretch limousine packed with revelers headed to a 30th birthday party ran a stop sign at the junction of New York State Routes 30 and 30A and slammed into an SUV parked outside a store before coming to rest in a nearby field. Officials called it the deadliest transportation accident in the country in 9 years. 20 people died, 17 relatives and friends in the limo, its driver, and two pedestrians run down in the parking lot of the Apple Barrel Country Store in Schoharie. The following Tuesday evening, a massive candlelight vigil was held in Amsterdam, 25 miles north of the crash site, home to many of the victims, as well as Congressman Paul Tonko.
Amsterdam is my home and hometown. I've always known it to be a loving community. As I gather with you this evening, I see it manifested in a very powerful expression. Look at the bridge, filled with people. The walkways, filled with people. To the family members, know your loved ones are loved by their community.
The next day, 28-year-old Nauman Hussein, the limousine company operator, was charged with criminally negligent homicide. New York State Police Superintendent George Beach.
Hussein, the operator of Prestige Limo in Saratoga County, was issued written violations by the New York State Police and the New York Department of Transportation that the driver he hired should not have been operating the type of vehicle involved in Saturday's crash. Also, that vehicle was placed out of service by the Department of Transportation in September of this year and should not have been on the road.
Nauman pleaded not guilty. His father, Shahed Hussein, owns the company. Albany activist Lynn Jackson.
I'm so sad about what happened in Schoharie. Schoharie is a small place. FBI informant Shahed Hussein, who owns the limousine company, he was arrested around 2001 for 80 felonies at the Department of Motor Vehicles. Had he been prosecuted and deported at that time, probably none of this would have ever happened. But instead, he became an informant for the FBI.
Hussein, last known to be living in Pakistan, was involved in the arrests of Albany imam Yasin Aref and pizza shop owner Mohammed Hussein, along with the terrorism case involving the so-called Newburgh Four. Speaking on the eve of 2019, Schoharie Town Supervisor Alan Taverner says they're still waiting for NTSB investigation results.
Right now, we don't really know any more than we did a week or so after it happened, unfortunately. Fundraising for the memorials is proceeding. Folks still stop by there. You still drive by every once in a while and see somebody coming to visit the site where it happened.
Amsterdam Mayor Michael Villa says the community is still grieving 3 months later.
This will be with us for a long, long time. A tragedy that touched so many lives and changed so many lives. The city has reached out to many of the families and just try to be supportive as we can in whatever efforts we can do to ease that burden.
Several of the families are moving ahead with lawsuits. NTSB officials say they still have not been able to fully examine the limousine. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.